Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with an available GPS-linked solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.
And I remember now how yesterday at dusk the Nighthawks came back, as they do about this time each year. That excerpt from Howard Nemiroff's poem, The Dependencies, veers our attention to fall in this Poets Weave program of seasonal poems by men. I am your host, Jenny Kander. To Autumn is by British poet John Keats, 1795 to 1821. 1. Season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, close bosom friend of the maturing sun, conspiring with him how to load and bless with fruit the vines that round the thatch eaves run, to bend with apples the moss cottage trees, and fill all fruit with ripeness to the core, to swell the gourd and plump the hazel shells with a sweet kernel, to set budding more and still more later flowers for the bees, until they think warm days will never cease, for summer has o'erbrimmed their clammy cells. 2. Who hath not seen thee oft amid thy store? Sometimes whoever seeks abroad may find thee sitting careless on a granary floor, thy hair soft lifted by the winnowing wind, or on a half-heaped furrow sound asleep, drowsed with a fume of poppies, while thy hook spares the next swath and all its twined flowers. And sometimes like a gleaner thou dost keep steady thy laden head across a brook, or by a cider press with patient look thou watchest the last oozings, hours by hours. 3. Where are the songs of spring? Aye, where are they? Think not of them, thou hast thy music too, while barred clouds bloom the soft dying day and touch the stubble plains with rosy hue. Then in a wailful choir the small gnats mourn among the river sallows, borne aloft or sinking as the light wind lives or dies. And full-grown lambs loud bleat from hilly bourn, hedge crickets sing, and now with treble soft the red-breast whistles from a garden croft, and gathering swallows twitter in the skies. A contrast now. Roger Mitchell is driving north through middle of the continent in late fall, looking for snow. There at last the first small tatters of torn cloth scattered in shorn fields, fields folded into themselves, fields outlined in stripped trumpet vine, black weed, muck of the salt hawks to sit above for hours. The fragment of stained shroud held between two pieces of glass in a glass case, freed now of the body. But on into the dusk, the headlight spreading under a sky, wide, descending, brooding over the day's long hours. Then on low banks, even the fat lips of ditches, those facing north, a drape, as at some spread feast, page in a book on which nothing is printed. Or, under small clusters of young trees, stunned into one pasture for months, a cloth, wrapping, anything quick to ornament bleakness, or make the eventual seem accompanied and thick, full of the thing it was. Night lays calmless aside, and the first sputtering crackles of white fire pop out of the air, rushing the headlights, the plunge forward into the cataract dark, wind thickening speech. Swaddled in the hours, we stare down a white tunnel of thought, and when daylight leaks back, the trees float out to us, freed now from fields no longer theirs or there. You've been listening to Fall Poems by Men on the Poets Weave. I am Jenny Kander.